Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, if I had too much fun camping and boating this weekend out on the pontoon, and it's like, man, got back late, had to wake up too early, am fully not prepared for the show this morning. Well, I guess I could just roll some of the 20 hours of content that we put together for you last week. But no, all I would have to do, I could literally just pull up all of the emails that I got from the Disney family in Libby, Montana over the weekend. And man, there you go. Some very interesting topics to kick off the program with this morning. Let's see, there's one of them. Oh, here's another one of them. Okay, I'm quickly trying to go through my stack of stuff. Usually I wait till the 6 o'clock in the morning breaks here in the 6 o'clock hour to kind of get my stack of stuff organized. But yeah, let me just go through, let's see, like three or four of the emails that I got. They'll send me quick tidbits of information. This one is interesting. This one's very interesting. We've been talking a lot about Bidenomics and the massive inflation that we've been seeing because of Joe Biden and John Tester and their massive government spending and their crazy policies, giving all your money to illegal aliens and more. Check this out. The costs just to get a basket of groceries at Walmart. So we've got Walmart locations across Montana. How much have grocery prices gone up just at Walmart alone? Now, we're not blaming Walmart for this, but it's Joe Biden and John Tester that are responsible for all this, and that's why prices are going up everywhere. So you know how you can order online and you can, you know, like those of you that were going into the grocery store wearing your stupid mask, yelling at people for not wearing a stupid mask. It's like, why didn't you just order your groceries online and sit out in the parking lot and have somebody bring you your groceries? It was like you just wanted to go in the grocery store. Where's your mask? Where's your mask? It's like, why don't you go sit in the parking lot, you moron? Anyway, but so apparently this guy, this is at Revolver News. This guy, 2 years ago, he had a basket of groceries on the Walmart app or on the Walmart website, right? And so he went into his cart, you know, his online shopping cart, and he looked at what he had ordered 2 years ago, and he had, and it was still listed on what the prices were 2 years ago. So then he pushed the reorder button on the Walmart grocery app for the groceries order that he placed 2 years ago. And then the app had to calculate it and show what the current prices are and how much they've increased. And anyway, the same basket of groceries costs triple for the same basket of groceries from just 2 years ago. So there you go. That shows you what the real prices are out there. You hit refresh. Not so fresh when you hit the refresh button, thanks to Joe Biden and John Tester's failed policies, is it? Anyway, that's just one of the very interesting emails they sent to me. There's a couple others. Why don't we start? Yeah, let's start with this content, even though we've got a lot more ready to roll for you.
Securing America.
The director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, spoke Thursday at a forum at Oxford University. She says when it comes to cybersecurity, nothing remains the same.
We can't keep doing the same thing and thinking that we're going to be successful.
She says foes like China have shifted their cyber focus over the last several years.
For years and years, anybody who's been doing cyber looked at China as a very serious espionage threat.
Now, she says the target is infrastructure and vulnerabilities that can be exploited and left idle until activated, causing
the severing of telecommunications, the derailing of our transportation nodes, the pollution of our water systems,
which in turn could lead to
chaos and panic, such that it deters our ability to marshal military might and citizen will. And we know that that is the intent.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With clouds and some partial sun in some areas today, we'll also see some scattered showers and storms. High temperature readings will range from around 73 in Bozeman to about 80 in the Billings area. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, especially early, headed back in the upper 40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. And then on Tuesday, still looking at some afternoon shower and storm chances. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
What a crazy week we had on the road. We took you to Missoula, Kalispell, Great Falls, Butte, Bozeman, and Billings. What are we going to talk about in the week ahead? Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Hey, we should have some open phones time on Monday and Tuesday. David Noble's going to be in the house on Wednesday. George Blacker doing a Freedom Friday special show for us. And then we'll have a Best Of program on the 4th of July. So Montana Talks will be with you every Monday through Friday, including through the 4th.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so there were a couple other emails over the weekend from the Disney family in Libby, Montana. You know, it's funny, I had already been doing statewide talk radio for over 10 years, and over those years, gotten several great emails, maybe even a phone call every now and then, but mostly emails. They just like to pass on information that way. There's so many great listeners out there that actually never even call into the show, even though they have great words to contribute to the show. So, you know, that's why we'll get your messages on our Montana Talks app in addition to your phone calls and more. But here's another one that they sent me. I told you about how a guy bought a basket of groceries on the Walmart app. Well, he tried to about 2 years ago, but he never actually purchased it. But it was still sitting in there waiting in queue. Same basket of groceries tripled in price just 2 years later. That's from Revolver News, great publication out of Canada. And then they sent me another one here. This one, very interesting. The rise of the heartland, particularly flyover country, and particularly the Great Plains. So they sent me this story, and basically the bottom line is this. You know, if and when Donald J. Trump is president of the United States again come January, it's not just great news for our country, but it's really good news for the upper Great Plains, North Dakota, Montana. In fact, man, Tim and Savage is right in the heart of the heartland of these potential Trump influencers here. They're talking about, you know, Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota. It's being speculated that he could be Donald J. Trump's pick for vice president. I think it's going to be somebody more like a Tim Scott, or even somebody they're not talking about, Lee Zeldin, who almost pulled off the win for governor of New York. I personally wish it would be Ron DeSantis, so that he is teed up 4 years from now to be the next presidential candidate. But either way, what this story is talking about is how you've got, you know, Doug Burgum being floated as a potential vice presidential pick. I think he'd be more likely to be a Secretary of Energy. But this, again, I'm not the predictor type. This is just my take I'm throwing out there right now for you. But they're also talking about how Montana Senator Steve Daines, who is the head of the Senate GOP campaign arm this year, has largely preempted contentious primaries, could become one of the most influential lawmakers in Washington. Could become one of the most, this is from Politico. Politico is talking about how Senator Steve Daines could become one of the most influential lawmakers in Washington. Now, I talked about this last year, long time ago, because I pointed out how I thought that Senator Steve Daines was very diplomatically moving these squishy Senate Republicans into a more pro-Trump conservative direction. But simultaneously, I said diplomatically, but simultaneously, he was also doing so without, you know, burning bridges with the squishy Senate Republicans. And so Politico is acknowledging this strong relationship that Senator Daines has with President Trump, and also his relationship with his fellow Senate Republicans, to talk about how he could become one of the most influential lawmakers in Washington. I mean, I mentioned this even before Donald Trump openly talked about how his desire to see Senator Steve Daines become the Senate Majority Leader. He could be the first Senate Majority Leader from Montana since Mike Mansfield. And so that would just be huge. I don't think most of us understand just how significant that would be for a state like Montana to have somebody in that type of a leadership position again. But nonetheless, for a Montana senator to have the ear of the president of the United States and his fellow senators would be massive. Could be massive. I should say could be massive. Because John Tester right now has the ear of the president of the United States, Joe Biden. John Tester is in lockstep with Joe Biden. John Tester is in lockstep with the loony wing of his Democrat Party, Chuck Schumer and the rest of them. That's not working out so well for Montana, is it? I mean, man, if it was working out well, then our reservations wouldn't be getting overrun by Mexican drug cartels right now because of his open border policies. If it was working out well for Montana, we would have got the Keystone XL pipeline. But see, we didn't, because John Tester is failing to deliver for Montana. And in fact, he's bringing significant harm to this country right now because of these crazy policies. I mean, we're on the brink of World War III. I don't know if you guys heard this, but there's apparently all of our U.S. military bases in Europe are on alert right now because of a terrorism threat. Why would there be a major threat of terrorism in Europe? Huh? Mass migration from countries that have high rates of terrorism. Well, if that is leading to a major terror threat against U.S. bases in Europe, why wouldn't we have the same concerns right here in America? Because just like many of these European countries have had these weak national security postures, these radical leftist Green New Deal governments, we've got the same thing right now with Joe Biden and John Tester. We had more known or suspected terrorists that came across that they caught across our northern border in the last year than they did even across our southern border. 50,000 Chinese nationals in the last 2 years alone, as the communist Chinese are very clearly posing a threat to the United States of America. We just had these eight Tajikistan nationals with ties to terrorism who crossed our border, were detained, and still released into our country. Oh, and then we found out, actually, go get those guys because they've got ties to terrorism. So all of these European American bases are on high alert because of terrorism threat. Think the whole country should be on high alert because of these failed policies?
Democracy 2024.
A raspy sounding President Biden saying former President Trump has no sense of American democracy and the morals of an alley cat during the CNN presidential debate.
The only person on this stage is a convicted felon is the man I'm looking at right now.
Calling out the former president's conviction in the New York hush money trial and alleged sexual relationship with Stormy Daniels.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
Former President Trump calling charges politically motivated and noting Hunter Biden's conviction on federal gun charges. Also adding he feels abortion should be left up to the states.
But I believe in the exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I think it's very important.
President Biden stressing he hopes to restore Roe v. Wade, adding,
but we are not for late-term abortion, period, period, period.
President Biden touting job creation and bringing down prescription drug costs. Former President Trump, his border and immigration policies. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, on Friday, the USDA released its June acreage report, and the all wheat seeding was pegged at 47.2 million acres, or down 5% from a year ago, and 300,000 acres from both March intentions and close to 400,000 acres less than the average estimate. Winter wheat seeding came in at a lower than expected 33.8 million acres, down over 300,000 from March. Now, spring wheat was right in line with trade expectations at 11.3 million acres, with 10.6 million of that hard red spring wheat. However, the big surprise on Friday, a 29% increase in durum wheat acres. Here's USDA's chief economist, Seth Meyer.
Not only were intentions above the trade range in March, there were the actual plantings is above the intentions from March as well, too. So a little bit more durum acres coming in, you know, and a lot of that's going to be out of the number, you know, the number one and two states of Montana and North Dakota, where you see, you know, production increases of more than acreage increases of more than 20% year over in both states.
Meanwhile, corn planted area for 2024 was estimated at 91.5 million acres, or down 3% from a year ago, while soybean planted area for this year is now estimated at 86.1 million acres, up 3% from 2023. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Rodeo Roundup invites everyone to the Musselshell County Fairgrounds on July 3rd and 4th for jam-packed rodeo fun. PRCA Rodeo Action kicks things off at 7 o'clock p.m. on July 3rd and 1 o'clock p.m. on July 4th. Come watch bucking stock by the famous Powder River Rodeo Company. Women's breakaway roping and the wild horse race are exciting new events that Rodeo Roundup is proud to present this year. And mutton busting is back by popular demand. So make plans to celebrate your Independence Day at Rodeo Roundup.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson with Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. Just concluded our big early summer special. Record-breaking prices. We're looking forward to our summertime classic coming up July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Consignment deadline is July 5th. If you want to be part of that big sale, get a hold of us before the 5th of July at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com for all the information. That's the summertime classic for Northern Livestock Video. Consignment deadline July 5th.
In some regional news this morning, the Colorado Department of Agriculture and Colorado Parks and Wildlife are providing additional funding to the Middle Park Stock Growers Association to continue supporting their community efforts of on-the-ground non-lethal predator deterrence. The agreement includes an additional $28,000 to support the association's non-lethal deterrence plan, which includes a nighttime range rider to prevent wolf conflicts. In some other news, hey, our friends at the Wyoming Livestock Roundup are pleased to announce that Philip Ellis of Chugwater and Lori Boner of Glenrock have been selected as the 2024 Wyoming Agriculture Hall of Fame inductees and will join an elite list of prestigious honorees. Both will be recognized for their lifetime of dedication to Wyoming's ag industry during the Wyoming Agriculture Hall of Fame picnic on August 14th in Douglas. And before we go, as we kick off this brand new month of July today, we want to send out some big birthday wishes to our network's Lane Nordland. Happy birthday, buddy. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemeth.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's right, Joe. Just blame your staff. Blame your staff. Blame the people underneath you, Joe Biden. The whole buck stops here thing, those are just leadership principles of the past. You know, today, leadership is all about blaming the people underneath you. Have you guys heard this? So apparently the Biden family was huddling with their key advisor, Hunter, at Camp David over the weekend, and their key strategic advisor in the family, Hunter Biden, is saying, yeah, just stay in the race, Dad. It's not your fault. It's their fault. It's the people that are working for you. They're the reason you performed so poorly in the debate the other night. My goodness. You know, I've tried to make a point of this. You guys have heard me mention this before. One of my favorite workouts is nine-round kickboxing. And my buddy Corey Willis there at Knockout Fitness has nine-round kickboxing. And I find myself, you know, when you're punching the bag or you're kicking the bag or whatever, and especially when you're, like, doing a lot of punching in a row, I'll find myself kind of, you know, just when you get, especially when you get a little tired, all of a sudden you notice you're, like, you're punching lower on the bag. And I'm like, man, I need to punch a little higher, because, you know, what happens if you get in a fight with a guy that's bigger than you? You better be punching higher, not punching lower. But see, that's what Joe Biden and these guys do. They they punch down, they kick down, and they suck up to the big guys. Well, Joe Biden is the big guy. If you're the communist Chinese, that's who they were giving money to. But they go after the little guys. Who do you think's getting hardest hit by energy prices right now? Who do you think's getting hardest hit by that triple cost Walmart grocery story that I told you about earlier? The little guy is. So they're used to punching down and not punching up. But, yeah, Joe Biden is blaming his staff. Let's see what Joe Concha had to say about all this. In fact, Joe Concha was on Fox and Friends First earlier this morning, and he's predicting that Donald J. Trump will win every swing state, every single swing state.
If you support President Trump right now, you absolutely, positively, with no ambiguity whatsoever, want Joe Biden to stay in this race. The only better option for Biden is for, you know, as far as if you're looking at Trump winning, is for Biden to drop out and Kamala Harris to be the nominee. Either way, you see polls over the weekend that are absolutely, positively horrifying for Biden and the Democrats. As it stands right now, Donald Trump will win every swing state from North Carolina to Georgia, to Arizona, to Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. He may very well win states like Minnesota, Virginia, New Hampshire, Maine, New Jersey, our home state, where I'm currently sitting right now, where a poll over the weekend showed Trump winning here. I don't know at this point what Democrats do, because it may be very well impossible to replace Joe Biden because he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah, anyway, it could be worse if they replace him. All right, stand by. I think we should be running the Fox News update. That's all right.
His family's reportedly telling him to keep fighting and resist calls to end his reelection campaign over last week's debate performance.
Elected Democrats, meantime, are at least publicly still behind the president despite last week's disastrous debate performance. Some Biden family members are putting the blame for the debate meltdown on the advisors who helped prep the president.
Fox's Doug Luzader. Former President Trump finds out from the Supreme Court today how much immunity he has from prosecution.
Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance said on CBS Face the Nation, immunity lets presidents act decisively.
The same way that police officers, judges, prosecutors.
The timing of this decision could affect if the former president is tried in his pending cases before Election Day.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the last three opinions of the Supreme Court term are announced starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, yeah, so I don't know. I gotta
compliment that by using black and white art and accessories around the television. Silhouette art is perfect for this. Use black.
All right, there we go. Yeah, we get every Monday at around 6:30, we get that little double feed. That's all right. That's all right. Semper Gumby here on Talk Radio. That's the benefit of being live. We can just roll with it. Let's see. Yeah, Joe Concha, the Fox News contributor who was on Fox and Friends First very early this morning, just before 4 a.m. Montana time. He was, Michael Fosfill every single Monday. Yeah, that's all right. That's why we got Michael behind the board here, just to see, hey, maybe we can automate some of that stuff so we don't get the old double feed there, but that's all right. I got a cup of coffee. What the heck else do I need at 6:32 in the morning? But no, this is an interesting debate. What's better for America and for, you know, Donald Trump getting back in the White House? Is it better to just have Joe Biden on the ticket, given the obvious, failed policies, given his obvious meltdown that everybody got to see who watched that debate the other night? Or is it better if they replace him and then all chaos ensues in the Democrat Party? I got an email from Pat in Big Timber, and I think Pat is spot on here. I'll share that here in just a couple of minutes. Pat's basically pointing out, hey, remember when the Democrats did just that and they replaced somebody on the ticket and it was chaos? That's why I think Obama and Team Obama is trying to urge fellow Democrats to keep Biden on the ticket, because they'd rather go with what they got and take their chances with what they got, go with the known knowns than go with the unknowns here on this one. But Joe Concha was kind of hinting at that as well. But I think what Concha was trying to say is, either way, with Biden on the ticket or without Biden on the ticket, if they replace Biden, it spells chaos. But with Biden on the ticket, it appears to be a disaster for Democrats right now. Although I do have to say, I did a fireside chat with Senator Steve Daines and retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klem on Friday night. And Senator Steve Daines, you know, made a good point. He said, hey, folks, don't get too, you know, don't get too, what's the word I'm thinking of? Basically, hey, don't count your chickens before they've hatched here. He said, don't take things for granted. We've got a lot of work to do heading towards November. Don't take things for granted. This was his message Friday night. I'm assuming it was probably a similar message he delivered that same evening at the Montana GOP platform convention that took place in Billings. Don't take things for granted. Remember when everybody was predicting that big red wave and then it just turned into, like, you know, a little bit of a ripple? Don't take things for granted, especially given the fake news media. Google is already manipulating search algorithms to benefit the Democrats and Joe Biden. So they're already up to their big election interference tricks. But he also said, hey, you know, Barack Obama had a bad debate in 08 and he bounced back from that. But I also think a young Barack Obama being able to bounce back is a lot different from a obviously deteriorating Joe Biden in an ability to bounce back. So anyway, more with Joe Concha. Some very interesting brain research being done at the University of Montana that could significantly help our military veterans and more people who struggle after a TBI. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We kicked off the show on Monday talking about that. We took you to Butte. We got to talk to Tim Montana, Colt Anderson, the Grizz great, former NFL player, talked about what they're doing in Butte right now, and so much more. If you missed 1 second, download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. Click the on-demand.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, did you guys hear Nancy Pelosi was on, I think she was on CNN State of the Union. That was one soundbite that I snagged for you. Let me see, where's the tweet that I shared? I think I shared that one via Twitter here. Where was it here? Because I want to give credit where credit's due, where I first spotted it. Oh, here we go. I printed it up. That's right. I think it's this Colin Rugg. Colin Rugg via X. Nancy Pelosi claims healthcare professionals say Trump is actually the candidate with dementia before having a senior moment of her own. This gaslighting is crazy. During an interview with CNN, Pelosi gaslit the American people before she was seen seizing up, appearing to forget how to talk. Anyway, let me see. I think that might be here inside of this. So as I go back to this Joe Concha conversation for just another minute or so, I think they teed this one up, this soundbite up for Joe Concha earlier this morning on Fox and Friends First as well.
Joe Biden's decision to go forward is a decision that we will all embrace because of the record he has and the performance that will come with it. It was a bad night. Let's not sugarcoat that. It was a bad night. It was a great presidency. By the way, while the press, and for some reason they don't, there are healthcare professionals who think that Trump has dementia, that his connection, his thoughts do not go together.
Okay, so a little bit difficult to watch Nancy Pelosi stumble while trying to defend Joe Biden's stumbles. And this just overall brings up the issue of age, even when it comes to members of Congress.
Well, absolutely. Let's put it this way. If you had an age rule, Carly, where you say, okay, you can't serve in the Senate, for example, after the age of 70, 75% of the Senate would be gone.
I mean, 75% of the Senate would be gone if you had an age rule. All right. Let me slightly defend Nancy Pelosi here, though. I know, pull over if that's going to, you know, if you're going to be like, wait, what? Pull over. I don't want you to wreck in the car or anything. I'm going to slightly defend Nancy Pelosi here because, yeah, she seized up a couple of times. She had her Joe Biden moments, just like Joe Biden had the other night throughout that debate. If you could even hear what the guy was saying, hey, it was that Herbert guy from, was it the Family Guy cartoon series? Didn't he sound like Herbert? But anyway, I'm going to slightly defend her because at least she went out there to defend Joe Biden. At least she got on TV and gave her opinion one way or the other. At least she wasn't some coward sitting back saying nothing because he was too chicken to say anything. There's an NBC News headline I've got right here. Vulnerable down-ballot Democrats stay quiet after Biden's debate. Vulnerable down-ballot Democrats stay quiet after Biden's debate. One of the key people they're talking about here is Liberal Senator John Tester. Remember Liberal Senator John Tester? Let me cue up something I had ready to roll for you on Friday's program. This guy plays a tough guy on TV. He plays a tough guy on TV. He's a big coward. He's a big old chicken. This Washington, D.C. fat cat is too chicken to come on a show like this and take phone calls from you. He pretends to be so tough. How come he's never taken one tough question from one TV news anchor in Montana? TV news anchor, TV news reporter. Has there been one TV reporter that has asked one tough question of John Tester? I'm telling you, it's not because they don't want to ask him a tough question. It's because they're too scared to ask him a tough question. And also, John Tester is too afraid to get a tough question, which is why he only goes to select media folks. And he will call TV stations and his people will say, no, we're not doing an interview with that guy or this gal or her. No, we'll only do an interview with that person. Because they want to make sure that they only get softball questions, that they only talk about what they want to talk about, and they never actually get a tough question. John Tester, you know, loves Joe Biden. He endorsed Joe Biden. He's with Joe Biden every single step of the way, and yet he's too cowardly to even come out and give his opinion one way or the other on the debate. He just plays a tough guy on TV while he's trashing combat veterans who served this country. And oh, by the way, apparently in one of his TV commercials, he talks about how his brother got mocked for wearing a military uniform at one point. You know, the people that mocked our Vietnam veterans, the people that spit on our Vietnam veterans, the people that would dare mock somebody wearing a military uniform, which political party do you think those people belong to? Which political party do you think they vote for? Which Mansfield Metcalf dinner do you think they show? Oh, that's the dinner they show up. They're not showing up at Trump events. They're not showing up at the Republican events. The people that trash our military are showing up for John Tester. But yet, the Tester Biden love fest has already been on full display.
Hey, Big John.
Good job, Mr. President.
If Joe wants to run, he should run for another 4 years.
Okay. I'm endorsing Joe Biden for president. There's a lot of reasons to support Joe. Joe's the right guy for this country. He's the right guy for president. We need Joe Biden as president.
He's absolutely 100% with it. He's fine, and he's doing a good job.
We need to make sure the southern border is secure, and I think the president's helped do that.
Yeah. I will support him in that, because I think the leadership that he's provided has been pretty good.
By the way, if you're in a foxhole, you want someone with you, you want Tester in that hole with you. Where are you, John? John here?
Yeah, there you go. That is the Tester Biden love fest. Audio that was shared by Navy SEAL veteran and Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy the day after the debate on Friday. We played it for you then and got that nice surprise phone call from Tim Sheehy on Friday morning show as well. If you missed it, you can listen to the podcast audio on our app. But John Tester has said the same thing. Before last Thursday's debate, John Tester has said the same thing about Joe Biden that Nancy Pelosi is still saying about Joe Biden. Oh, no, I've been with him behind the scenes. He's 100% with it. He's doing a good job. It's been a great presidency, Nancy Pelosi said. John Tester has said the exact same thing that Nancy Pelosi has said. He just didn't have the guts to say it on Sunday morning or on Friday morning because he's a coward, because he's a chicken. And also, I think he kind of knows what we all know, is that before Thursday night's debate, John Tester's supporters could sit back there and say, oh, no, come on, these Trump people, they're just watching selectively edited videos. See, they're watching those fake news morning shows that never ask tough questions of Biden or Tester. They're watching the fake news, MSNBC and CNN. So they don't get to see the truth. They don't get to see the facts that you get to see, that you get to hear about. But if they got so excited to see Joe Biden and Donald Trump debate for the first time in 2024, and they said, I'm going to tune in for that debate, they were aghast because they finally saw the truth that you've been seeing for the last 3 years. And so it should now be obvious to them that John Tester is a liar, that John Tester is a fraud, that John Tester is a coward. Because he told you that Joe Biden was 100% with it. He told you that he's doing a good job. And it's abundantly clear that neither of those are true. And so what they all need to know is what you've known and what I've known for John Tester's entire career, is that the guy is a phony, the guy is a fraud, the guy is two-faced, and he's a coward. And that's why he's not coming out to say what he really thinks about Joe Biden. And it's now blatantly obvious that John Tester has been lying to every single one of you, every single Montanan, especially when it comes to Joe Biden and his record. If you guys missed it, maybe I'll play a little bit right after this. So it was at the end of Friday's show. We had Louisiana Senator John Kennedy on the program. He had a couple of – this guy's a character. He's always got those one-liners. Senator John Kennedy, I think he did an event with Tim Sheehy on Friday. I think he spoke at the Montana Republican Party platform convention on Friday or Saturday as well. But first, before he did either of those events – he was with us live right here on Montana Talks. I'll play a little bit of what he had to say. You know, he basically said, if Joe Biden was my dad, I'd take the car keys away.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Yeah, the Democrats, they were lying to you. And Joe Biden leading the way, he was lying to you. And then followed up by the media mob. They were lying to you. Now, ask yourself, do you think if the country knew that it was true, that this laptop was very real, that the odds were pretty high, that it would have impacted the 2020 election in states where as few as, you know, 10, 12,000 votes made all the difference? Yeah, I think that's a pretty logical conclusion. Did they all put their cinder blocks on the scales to help their favorite candidate, Joe Biden, win? Yeah, they did. Who led the lying campaign? Joe Biden.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, are you ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Well, Blinds.com has you covered with their 4th of July early access sale. Now, shop huge discounts on premium, customizable window treatments. You're going to love Blinds.com. I love them. They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters and motorized options, and it's all online. And Blinds.com always has free professional design experts. They can help make a minor project like updating your window treatments that will have a major impact on your home's decor while keeping things simple, easy, and affordable. Also, you get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. And as always, you can rest easy because with Blinds.com, they have their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com and their huge 4th of July early access sale right now. Sizzling summer savings up to 50% off site-wide. Get up to 50% off, but only for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prior sale. See dealer for complete details.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana, Studios.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I was doing a little more show prep during the break there. Mark Hemingway, great headline at thefederalist.com. The Democrat media aren't upset that Biden is senile. They're mad they can't hide it anymore. They're not mad that Biden is senile. They're mad that they can't hide his senility anymore. Great headline at thefederalist.com. Replacing Joe. That was the subject in an email from Pat in Big Timber over the weekend. And Pat, always great to hear from you. Great guy. He says, remember what happened in 1972 when the Democrats replaced Thomas Eagleton with Sergeant Shriver as George McGovern's running mate when it was discovered that Eagleton had a history of mental problems. The Electoral College count was 520 to 17. Apparently, the electorate didn't consider that an appropriate course of action then and did not consider that an appropriate course of action then and may not be favorably impressed now with a comparable maneuver with poor old Joe, who has been through so much. Just my observation for what it's worth. That's from Pat in Big Timber. And Pat, thanks for that message. Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana, he was in Montana over the weekend. And man, he couldn't stop talking about how much he loved Montana and got some trout fishing in while he was here, of course. We got a chance to catch up with him Friday morning while he was driving to Billings from Bozeman. Here's what he had to say after watching the debate Thursday night.
I love Montana. I'm never leaving, man. This is America.
Oh, let me hold that right there, and then I'm going to cue it up at his debate coverage. But that's a great little line there, too.
Well, I saw it. I saw what you saw. How can I put this? For President Biden, it was outside the scope of reasonable expectations. I put it that way. Back in Louisiana, we would call it a cluster event. I don't know how he recovers from this. I just don't. And people will be talking about the debate for Aaron for days, for weeks, probably for months. Some of the commentators are going to try to convince the American people that they didn't see what they saw, but everybody saw it. And I don't hate anyone. I certainly don't hate President Biden. But if he were my father, I'd take away his car keys. And it's just sad, but it is what it is.
What?
I'm out here in Montana to try to help my friend Tim Sheehy become a United States Senator. The guy's a rock star. We need him in the Senate. We don't just need his vote. We need his big brain. And we need his entrepreneurial spirit.
All right, that was part of what Senator John Kennedy had to say. I'll share a little bit more of that here later this morning on the program for you as well. Of course, we get back to business. We've got Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal joining us here, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Every Monday, we get to your business news headlines. In fact, I've got not only the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet in front of me, I've got the print edition as well, which is packed with even more information. So lots to get to in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. And then Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus out of Dillon, is with us in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Hey, you guys heard, I was traveling all over the state last week, and, you know, I enjoyed some good meals. Oh, yeah, I enjoyed some great meals, like a burger at the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls and so much more. Metals was awesome, by the way, in Butte. Yeah, I had a great time there, had a great steak there. But when I'm traveling, man, I really got to watch what I eat. You know, that's why I want to get like a steak and some veggies. But the rest of the time, you know what I do when I'm traveling? Because sometimes that's when you put on a lot of pounds. What I do is, man, I can just have a protein bar here, some veggies there, and it saves money when you travel, and it saves pounds. But the reason I'm able to do that is because I went through Billings' last diet. Not only did I lose 33 pounds in under 3 months, but I figured out a way to keep the weight off thanks to Billings Last Diet. They've got a remote option, or you can attend in person if you live in Billings. Check them out, BillingsLastDiet.com, BillingsLastDiet.com.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.